You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis was scheduled on Thursday to visit the Jasna Góra Monastery in Częstochowa, Poland, to celebrate a mass commemorating the 1,050th anniversary of the Baptism of Poland. The monastery is the location of the famous icon, the Black Madonna. There is a legend the image was made by St. Luke, and the icon has been a symbol of Poland and revered especially by the Polish diaspora around the world. The monastery is home to the Order of St. Paul the First Hermit, or the Pauline Fathers. Lydia O'Kane spoke to an Australian seminarian of the order, Brother Jeremy Santoso.
I remember the first time being here in Poland when I was a postulant entering into the novitiate, and my impression of Jasna Góra was remarkable because of how big the monastery is and the amount of people at the time that was walking around. This was around June when I came to Poland for the first time. And I remember Apo Jasnogórski for the first time, how so many people were praying the Hail Mary and how so many people were there just to pray to the Black Madonna. And I was impressed for their devotion and faith, and I thought that the faith here in Poland is actually really, really huge and really, really magnificent. And it's so beautiful to witness such a thing that it kind of slowly motivated me, inspired me to love the country all the more.
Yes, indeed.
Tell me, just regarding the faith in Australia, how would you describe the faith among in Australia?
The faith in Australia is, let me just say that it differs. It's so different. Why I say it's so different is because Australia is a country where we have so many ethnic people from different backgrounds, and Australia is a country where you know it's not just a one nation of the same people like Poland. In Poland, you've got the same people, just Poles living in Poland, but in Australia, we have people coming from Asia, from Africa, all over Europe, from Arabia. And, you know, different parts of from America, you know, South Americans and of the such. And all these people, they build the Australian church through their own, you know, different identities and combining all their religious values into the Australian Catholic Church, which makes it so diversified, so different. And how each country or nationality that these people come from, they contribute to the faith in a more diversified, yet we at the same time have to be so tolerable in order to respect the different views and values that these people have, and how even though we are so different, yet we are still yet very united in the one same faith. And the difference between the Australian Catholic Church and the church here in Poland is that in Australia we are very multicultural, and that's what makes us very unique, because it's so different, and it's different from one way to the other, and this is what inspires other Australians to really be united.
Of course, Australia has had a World Youth Day. Mm-hmm. Do you remember much about the World Youth Day?
Yes, I remember. 8 years ago, I was 19 at the time, and I was very inspired by how many people coming from all around the world just to visit Australia. And I understood that Australia is a country very far away from all the others, you know. It's very far away from Europe, from America, from, you know, different parts of Africa, Asia. And what was inspiring to see so many young people who really share the same faith that we do in Australia. And this was very uplifting for many Australians, because Australia itself is an isolated continent, and we don't have much contact with other young people from Europe and other continents, because the reason is that the distance is so far. But when we see, for example, people coming from Germany or from Poland, from Italy, from Spain, you know, and from America or from Iraq, Africa, Asia, you know, this is it builds and inspires many young people in Australia to really be courageous in their faith and actually encouraging them to be more open and independent, but not independent, but as a community to really express for who they are freely as a faithful Christian.
Finally, the Pope is coming here to Jasna Gora. He'll be in Krakow. He's Częstochowa. What does that mean to you to be here when the Pope is here, coming from Australia and having Pope Francis here in Poland?
Yeah, I'm actually a little bit of excited, but at the same time a little bit worried because I can think of that there'll be a lot of work and expectations that has to be done on that day. He's coming here at Jasna Gora on Thursday, and we have a lot of preparations to make for his arrival, such as preparations for Mass, preparations for certain places around the monastery. And but on the other side, I'm a little bit as well excited just to hopefully, you know, have a moment of a greetings with him would be really nice. And I'm hoping to have like a simple photo with him and with all the other brothers, which would be nice, so I can show back at home in Australia and to my family. So this is something that I'm a little bit excited about. But just to be with him and to pray with him in the Holy Mass is more than enough for me to be excited about.
Of course, these are events you remember for the rest of your life.
Yes, of course, exactly. So this is something I could treasure as a seminarian, being here in Poland, and something I could, you know, share when I'm back at home in Australia.
Just one more question. Pope Francis is coming, but of course this is the homeland of Pope St. John Paul II. It's interesting that as someone said to me, this World Youth Day is under the watchful eye of Pope Francis, but it is the homeland of John Paul II. Do you have an affinity with Pope St. John Paul II?
Yes, I do. I actually am studying his work on theology of the body, and his work really inspires me. You know, his understanding of what it means to be a human person from an anthropological point of view, and building on that from philosophical to theological, and this has helped me to understand who I am as a person. But, you know, his work, that work, what he did there, kind of inspired him to actually, you know, promote and then establish the World Youth Day, because, you know, World Youth Day is a special event to unite all young people around the world in the one place where they can, you know, take this chance to study together, you know, a little bit of catechesis about their faith under proper guidance from bishops around the world. You know, and also taking this chance to actually understand who they are as a person, and actually developing that closer on the spiritual direction, which they can build their relationship with God. And I think this is very beautiful what St. John Paul II did, because it is actually this that his work is still working up until now. And thanks be to God, we have World Youth Day here in Krakow. And many young people still around the world, after many generations, are still attending to such events, and which proves to us that World Youth Day is so important and significant for youths around the world.